Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Campbell County Health sees hiring surge amid healthcare changes. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County Health is making significant progress in filling open positions as it prepares for increased demand following the announced closure of Hoskinson Health and Wellness Clinic. According to the Gillette News Record, during last week's hospital board meeting, Chief Human Resources Officer Don Hodges said a career fair held shortly after the Hoskinson announcement exceeded expectations. Despite having less than a week to organize the event, recruiters interviewed dozens of applicants and ultimately made 63 job offers. About 50 candidates accepted positions by the end of May, and another 61 jobs were filled in June. Those hires have reduced the hospital's vacancies to 104 positions, just six short of Campbell County Health's goal of fewer than 100 openings. Hospital leaders also say they're making steady progress replacing temporary traveling healthcare workers with permanent staff. Hodges said 17 positions at Legacy Living and Rehabilitation Center were filled last month alone, allowing the organization to begin phasing out travel contracts. CEO Matt Shahan praised staff for embracing the hiring effort, saying Campbell County Health will continue recruiting as it works to strengthen local healthcare services and meet the community's growing needs. Gillette College reaches major accreditation milestone. Gillette College has reached a major milestone on its path to becoming a fully independent accredited institution. According to a press release from Gillette College, the Higher Learning Commission Board of Trustees has granted the college candidacy status effective June 25th. The designation recognizes that Gillette College has demonstrated the governance, academic quality, and institutional structure needed to continue working toward full accreditation. College President Dr. Janelle Oberlander says the achievement reflects the hard work of faculty, staff, students, and community partners, adding the candidacy confirms the college is on the right path toward independent accreditation. While candidacy makes Gillette College a member of the Higher Learning Commission, it is not the same as full accreditation. The process typically takes 4 years, although college officials say they are exploring the possibility of applying for early accreditation. In the meantime, Gillette's academic programs remain fully accredited through the Northern Wyoming Community College District, ensuring there is no impact on current students or value of their degrees. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.